You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the more you know about the birds that migrate to Juno, the more you find to be amazed, because tiny as they may be, they are indeed a force of nature. And World Migratory Bird Day is a chance to gain an appreciation for our feathered friends. And Gwen Bayless, who is a bird researcher and a member of the Juno Audubon Society, is here with us today to tell us about this Saturday's day where we will celebrate migratory birds. But first of all, maybe, Gwen, if we could start off just talking about some of the birds that are migrating here and just tell us a little bit about some of the species that we may be on the lookout for.
Yeah, sure. Well, April and May and early June are the big months for our bird migration. And recently, there's been a real uptick in some of the shorebirds. That's something that's really fun to look for out at the Mendenhall wetlands. Birds passing through that are going to breed farther north, such as the whimbrel. This is a really long-billed sandpiper. We also have tons of waterfowl moving through and moving in to start their nests. And some of the songbirds, you've noticed a lot more bird song picking up right now. There's warblers like the Wilson's warbler and the yellow-rumped warbler and the orange-crowned warbler just getting into town and starting to sing. So really it's most of our birds are migratory. And so it's most of the birds arriving right now.
Well, we do have some that stay with us year round, but how far do our visitors travel? Can you give us a range? Because I think some people would be surprised to know.
Yeah, we have a range of migrants here. We have birds that might not migrate very far at all. Maybe they just go over to Sitka or somewhere slightly warmer. We have others that are going all the way down into South America.
My goodness. So, and I know that you, Gwen, do a lot of hummingbird research. And to me, it's just amazing that these tiny little guys fly all the way from places like California and make it here.
It is remarkable. Our rufous hummingbirds actually go all the way to Mexico.
Oh.
And back. Hopefully. Yeah, they are phenomenal.
So are you seeing any turn up just yet, or is it a little bit too cool for them?
Yes, the hummingbirds have shown up, their numbers are still ramping up. It is a little bit of a late spring, I think. It's been a little bit cool. I noticed some hail out my window not too long ago.
So, oh.
And the Arctic terns have arrived. In fact, they're visible back in the Mendenhall Visitor Center photo point area now. And they were all the way down in Antarctica. So it's all happening.
Boy, how does that happen? So you do quite a bit of bird research. And, of course, the Juno Audubon Society bans hummingbirds and other birds. Why is this research important? Because they're a long ways away sometimes from where they start.
Yeah, well, the more that you know about migratory birds, the better position you are to conserve them. It's good to know what their migration route is and what they need along the way to conserve key areas. So we're at Audubon. We're interested in educating the public about birds, and we also help out with the research to learn more about them.
Well, I imagine that it must be hard to grab hold of these little tiny birds, especially the hummingbirds, but you are going to show people how it's done or give them a sense of how this all works this Saturday. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's some events this Saturday that we'd like folks to know about. There's a World Migratory Bird Day celebration planned. That's going to be out at the community garden, and that's a partnership with the U.S. Forest Service Juno Ranger District. And there will be a demonstration of bird banding. That's for songbirds. And unless the weather is really bad, we'll be able to actually capture some birds to safely put a little band on their leg. And this is just to show people one of the techniques that biologists have used to learn more about migratory birds. And it's a real hit with especially the kids, because It's a chance to see the birds up really close. And for people who are not like great birders, you don't need binoculars or anything. You know, if you have them in hand, you can actually get a wonderful view and just see some of those tiny features that you wouldn't normally be able to see in the field. So it's a really great opportunity. And the World Migratory Bird Day, there's a theme every year. So we'll have some educational materials about that. This year's is Dim the Lights for Birds at Nights, talking about how light pollution can affect bird migration and what we can do to help them out. And May 14th is also what they call the Global Big Day through eBirds. So anyone who likes to watch birds should participate by just going birding and putting their list in eBird. And you can find that online. If you're not familiar, it's just Google eBird.org. And people worldwide are doing this. And the idea is to get like a really long species list for like a, it's like a worldwide bird survey. So it's just a really cool thing to participate in. And that's the same day. And you can do that. You can stop by the garden, see some birds banded and do some birding there, or go out to our local important bird area, Mendenhall Wetlands, and see some of the more species diversity out there. So lots of great things. And the weather's looking pretty good Saturday.
Yeah, it looks like if we get rain, it won't last for too long. There will be breaks there. But just very quickly wrapping things up, when a bird is banded, how do you track that? Do other people who spot it enter it into some kind of a program and we learn where it's been spotted? What's the purpose of that?
Yeah, there is a centralized database. Every time you band a bird, you report what number and what species and where it was banded. And birds do get reported. Either other banders catch them and get the number and report that back, or when they do unfortunately die in some of these hazards to birds, such as hitting a window, often people will find that bird and notice that it has the band, and it's very important to report that number. If anyone ever finds a banded bird, they should definitely report it. You can do a Google search for the Bird Banding Laboratory, and there's actually like an online form. Or you can also, you know, tell any researcher or government official of wildlife in your area. They'll probably know how to get to that that link and get that number. And then you get a certificate back saying where that bird came from. And it might be a far distance, or you might be surprised at how long that bird has been alive as well. And this program's been really successful with waterfowl. You know, the hunters turn in their bands, and that's how we've learned a lot about the waterfowl migration patterns.
Well, Gwen Bayless, always love to have you on our program because you open up our eyes to so many things. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.